Tonight's shiur, we start a new chapter on Likutei Moran, which in a certain sense means like a new world, literally. This chapter in particular is reasonably long. It's a shiur that Rabbeinu Zal gave on a Shabbos Chanukah, which was one of the very important times in the year of Rabbeinu Zal's students getting together and coming to hear Divrei Torah from him. And this shiur will probably take us at least, this chapter on Likutei Moran, will probably take us at least 4 or 5 weeks, 4 or 5 shiurim to cover. It has in it a lot of important advice and a lot of yesodos, foundations in Rabbeinu Zal's ideology, in things that Rabbeinu Zal emphasized for his Talmidim, and I hope that we'll try to highlight. There's 15, I believe it's 15 halachos and Likutei halachos that Rav Nosson Zal bases just on this chapter alone. In other words, a lot of discussion, obviously considering this very important. This is still based on the interaction between Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and the 70 wise men of Athens. The Gemara says in Bechiros that one of the questions that they asked them was, Mishra de Sakino b'may katlile. If you have a field, usually in a field there's grain or other things like that that are growing. In our Likutei Moran, it's Torah Lamed, Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph. In our Likutei Moran, it's page 95, the right-hand column towards the bottom of the page. Mishra de Sakino b'may katlile. If a person has a field in which are growing knives, not wheat, not barley, but knives, what do you cut that field with? Usually we understand harvest, you cut wheat, you cut it with a knife. What if the field itself is growing knives? What do you cut that with? This is the question they asked Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, in a sense as a riddle. So his response to them was, Bikarna de Chamra, with a horn of a mule. They asked him, Umi kakarna le Chamra, does a mule have a horn? So he responded to them, Umishra de Sakino mihavi, is there such a thing as a field of knives? This was the discussion. The next item, Aisule Trei Bei, they brought 2 eggs before Rabbi Shua ben Hananya. Amru Leim, they said to him, Hai Zuksa Chivrsa, Vahai Zuksa Uchmasa. Which one comes from white chickens? Which one comes from dark chickens? Aisu Ihi Trei Gvini, so he brought before them 2 cheeses. Amru, and he said to them, Hai Deiza Chivrsa, Vahai Deiza Uchmasa. Which one comes from a white goat? Which one comes from a black goat? If you can tell me the answer to my question, I'll give you the answer to your question. Now this, the author of this discussion, Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, the Gemara calls him Chakima Diudoim. He was the wisest of the Jews at that time. The rabbis of the Gemara chose him to engage the 70 wise men of Athens in debate. Obviously, every word, every movement here had tremendous depth to it. Rabbeinu Zal is going to give us one extraordinary interpretation of this discussion. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. We might get to it in the next year or the following year, but we're going to have a major introduction to getting to understand this. In the Rashbam on the side, Rashi on the side, B'may katlile, what do you cut it with? Arugas sakinim, rows of knives, B'may goizes in v'koitzes noisa. With what could you cut them? Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Hasogois elukus iefsher lahasig kiim al yedei tzimtzumim rabim. For a person to understand heavenly wisdom, it's impossible to attain it without a lot of introductions. The word tzimtzumim here means introductions, and it also means constrictions. When we talk about heavenly wisdom, we're talking about infinity, Ein Sof, something that sort of has no boundaries to it. And a human being is not capable of discussing or understanding infinity. Therefore, in order to be able to discuss it and to get whatever degree of understanding we can possibly get, it has to be brought into focus. It has to be brought into tzimtzumim, into certain introductions by which a person can understand this heavenliness. Me'ila le'olil, from one level to another level, from one sphere to another sphere. Me'sechel elyon le'sechel tachtoin, it has to be brought down to the person's level from a higher level of wisdom to a lower level of wisdom. Kemoi she'onu royim bechush. Rabbeinu Zal says, just like we see in living examples, she'ief she'lahasik sechel godoil kim al yidei hislabshus besechel atachtoin, that sometimes it's impossible to understand a difficult concept unless the one that's teaching it breaks it down or presents it using examples that are much simpler, that are very simplified versions of the deep concept that they want to present. Kemoi hamalame, just like a teacher. Kisheroitze lahasbir sechel godoy lahatalmid, when a teacher wants to explain a certain high-level wisdom to a student, hutzorech lahalbishoy soy besechel tachtoin vekoton, the teacher has to be able to put that deep concept into something much simpler and lower level in order for the student to grasp it. And once the student grasps it and works with it and gets to understand it more, the student uses that as a stepping stone for understanding, for getting to understand the deep level of wisdom. Kedei sheyuchal ha-talmid lovino, is that the student should be able to understand the higher level wisdom. Dehainu, this means shehu matzia loy mitchilo hagdomois v'sichlios ktanim. First, the Rebbe or the teacher presents to the student introductions and lower level concepts, shemesavev lo itchilo, which he introduces first, kidei lohovinoi al yidei ze hamechuvon, in order that through this, the student will get to understand the concept that the teacher is really interested in presenting. In other words, these introductions and everything are side items, but the teacher can't put the concept that he wants to put across without these introductions and without these side items that he's using to build up the student to get to that concept. Shehu sechel elyoin v'godoil, which is a higher level wisdom, a higher level and great type of wisdom. So this is the first point Rabbeinu Zal wants to get across, that hasogas elokus is something which a person can't reach in one jump. You can't go to it directly. You need introductions to it, and you need... It takes a certain grand master to be able to take Hasoga Silikus and know how to bring it down to a level which is accessible to people, which people can grasp, and through the level that he's presenting it to them, they're going to have some degree of understanding in Hasoga Silikus. Now, paragraph base. Rabbeinu Zal says, V'tzorich kol echod levakesh ma'oid malamed chogun kozeh. Each and every single Jew has to seek out very much, to search a lot, to find a teacher like this, a worthy teacher like this, sheyuchal lahasbir ulahovenoisoi sechel elyon vegodel kozer, that's capable and qualified to explain and to give that person the ability to understand this high-level wisdom, dahainu hasoga selikus, which means heavenly knowledge, heavenliness, because for this you need a Rebbe that's very, very great. Now, our Rebbe Zichron of Rabbi Rosenfeld, on his shiurim that he gave on this chapter on Likutei Moran, he mentions the fact that his father, Zichron of Rabbi, taught him that whenever Rabbeinu Zal uses this terminology, ma'oid, ma'oid, it means that this is way past our level of comprehension. In other words, he's talking about a level of rabbi here that's way above our understanding, our level of comprehension. So a person has to search out such a rabbi, sheyuchal lahasbir sechel godol kozeh al yidei hasechel atachtoin kanal, a rabbi that should be able to explain the higher level sechel through the lower level sechel, kidei sheyuchlu haktanim lohovinoi, so that people on a low level, little ones like us, should be able to understand this sechel ha'elyon, this hasoga selikus. V'chol ma shehu koton b'yoyser, and to the degree that a person realizes that they're smaller, that they're on a lower level, umeruchok b'yoyser ma'ashem yizborach, and to the degree that a person understands how far they are from Hashem, hu tzorich rebi godoil b'yoyser. To that degree, the person needs a greater rabbi. The smaller you are, the greater a rabbi the person needs. Kimoish, a person would say that sounds illogical. The way supposedly normal people think supposedly normal people say that when a person's on a low level, then any rabbi is good enough. If he knows a lot, then he needs a very smart rabbi. But if a person's on a lower level, then just about anybody will do, because just about anybody knows more than he does. Rabbi Nizal takes strong exception with that here, and he's going to disprove it. He's going to show that that's wrong. Rabbi Nizal says, "Kemoi shemotzino ba'es shehoi Yisrael b'madrego k'tana ma'oi," just as we find in Jewish history, when the Jews were on the lowest level, very, very low level, dahainu b'mitzrayim, when they were in Egypt, shehoyu mishukoim b'memtes shari tuma, where the Gemara says that the Jews at that point were on the 49th level, minus 49 in terms of tuma. They were that far down. Hayu tzrichim rebi godoil u'malamed godoil v'noira ma'oid. Kaviyochol Hashem understood that they needed a very, very, very great rabbi, Dahainu Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest of all rabbis. A person would say, what for? If they were so low, he could have sent a pre-1A teacher to them, any first grade rabbi to them, it would have been educational, would have been helpful. Rabbi Nizal says, Ki kol ma shehu koton umaruchok biyoser, because the smaller a person is, and the further a person is away from Hashem, tzorich malamed godol b'yoser, that person needs a greater level teacher, sheyihye uman kozeh, a teacher that should be a craftsman, an artist, sheyuchal lahalbish sechel elyon kozeh, that he should be able to take this upper level wisdom, dahainu hasagosi yisborach shmoy, which is getting to understand Hashem kaviyochol, and give it over, lekoton umaruchak kamoisoi, to somebody as small and far away from Hashem as that person. Ki kol ma shehacholo nechle biyoser, because the more sick a person is, the more ill a person is, tzorich roife godoil biyoser, they need a greater specialist. We don't say that when a person's moderately sick, they go to a... It's usually when a person realizes that they're very ill, that's when they go looking for the super specialist, top doctor, willing to pay $500 a visit, etc. Why? Because I'm very sick. To the degree that a person realizes that how ill they are, they go looking for the bigger doctor, Begashmius. Rabbi Nizal says, Baruchnius, it's the exact same concept. To the degree that a person realizes their illness, their spiritual illness, that person has to be interested in looking for a higher level doctor, a higher level tzaddik. Al kein, therefore, ein leho odom loymar, a person should not say, Dai li im ehye mekurov etzel ish nichbod v'yirei Hashem. It's enough for me if I'm privileged to come close to a person that's religious, that has fear of Hashem. Af she'enoi muflog b'mayla, even if he isn't that special, that super, super great. Ki halavai she'eya mikoidam kamoyu, because if I get to be like him, I'll be okay. In other words, even if I get to be like this lower level rabbi, it'll be a tremendous improvement for me. It'll be just excellent. Rabbi Nizal says, al yoimar kein, a person should not say that. Ki adarab, just the opposite. Ki fima sheyoda inish benafshe goidel p'chisusoi, v'goidel richukoi shnesrachek moid meshem yisborach, to that degree, which a person understands his smallness and how far he is from Hashem. Kol echad v'echad k'fima yedeh shebenafshoi, each and every person to the degree that they know themselves well, as the Gemara says, nobody knows a person's own shortcomings as well as the person themselves is supposed to know. V'halev yedeh moras hanefesh, a person's own heart knows their own bitterness best. So to that degree, u'kemoikein, kol ma sheyedeh ba'atzmoi shemaruchak b'yoser, the more a person realizes that he's far from Hashem, further away from Hashem, tzorech levakesh lenafshoi roifei godoil ma'oid ma'oid. That person has to seek out for his soul the greatest, greatest doctor, ha'godoil b'mayla b'yoser, who's way, way above all other doctors, dahainu sheyachzir v'yevakesh tomid. This means that a person should search, really, really search constantly, lizkois lehiskarev lehorebi hagodol ma'oid ma'oid kanal, to be zoiche, to get to come close to the greatest, greatest Rebbe. Ki kol ma shehu koton b'yoser, tzorech malamed godol b'yoser kanal. Because the lower a person is, the more he needs a greater rabbi. Now Rabbeinu Zal is going to prove this. We're going to have later mention of a certain item from the Arizal that's going to show another example to prove this fact, that the lower the tumah, the higher level of kedusha you need to correct it, to fix it. But just to deviate for a moment, in the Kitzur Likutei Moran, which is Rabbeinu Zal's version in a sense of monarch notes, Lavdol, on the Likutei Moran, there's one extra item that's brought here to support what Rabbeinu Zal is saying here from the Gemara. The Gemara makes a statement, there's a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Mishpatim, where the pasuk says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdoif, that a Jew should chase after righteousness. A person should seek out righteousness, and it uses a double Tzedek, Tzedek, righteous, righteous, implying super righteous in a sense. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, that what do we learn out from this Tzedek, Tzedek? Again, that when it comes to seeking out a Beis Din, a person should say, any old Beis Din is good enough for me. In other words, if I need the answer to a question in religion, I can go to any old Beis Din. Haloich achar Beis Din yofe. The Gemara says, seek out the best Beis Din. Achar Rabbi Eliezer leLud, achar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai leVeror Chayil. If you're in the city of Lud, go specifically to Rabbi Eliezer HaGodol, who was the greatest rabbi there. If you're in another place, go to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Marsha explains on this Gemara that it means, what the Gemara means is, HaBezn HaYofe SheBa'Oisei HaDoer. That a person, in whatever generation they find themselves in, if they're looking for answers about religion, if they're looking for knowledge about Hashem, seek out the greatest Beis Din in your generation, the greatest rabbi or rabbis in your generation. Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, this is, I'm quoting the words of the Marsha. V'yodua ki heim hoyu hayechidim b'doyroseim. It's very well known among the Jews that these two examples that the Gemara gives, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, were the greatest rabbis of their generations. Ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hoyonosi. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was specifically the chief rabbi. V'roish ha-Sanhedrin g'doyla. He was the chief rabbi of the Sanhedrin, as is brought in the Sefer Yuchsin. V'chein Rabbi Eliezer ha-Godoyl azem. This rabbi, Rabbi Eliezer ha-Godoyl, hoyo ha-Talmid ha-Godoyl shel Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had many students. The Gemara says all students are not equal. There's no such thing as two students being equal. And the Gemara says clearly that Rabbi Eliezer ha-Godoyl was the greatest student of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Shekol ha-Hanhogois shenohag Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Gemara describes certain outstanding things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to do. For example, sheloisoch sichas chulin. He never spoke any words that weren't specifically divrei Torah. V'loi holach dalet amos b'loi Torah. He never walked a few steps without speaking divrei Torah. U'b'loi tefillin. He never was walking without wearing tefillin upon him. In other words, he was an extraordinary kodosh. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was different, way above the regular rabbis of that generation. And the Gemara says that whatever the rabbi did, this one student followed exactly the path of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And the Mefarshim here quote the Or HaChaim HaKodesh in Chumash on this Pasuk Tzedek Tzedek Terdoif, which says, Shebo lehazhir ha'om, the Torah is coming to instruct Bnei Yisrael, lachzor achar hachomim, hachachomim hamuflogim b'yoser shebohem, that the Jews should seek out the greatest rabbis among them, v'loy lehistapek biktanim, and not to be satisfied with lower level rabbis, ki em lachzor ulahatriach ba'oil minui hadayonim achar hayoser uyimehem. But rather, when we're establishing rabbis, when we're setting up which rabbis should be in the Beis Din, to make sure to go for the top of the line, to make sure to seek out the best ones. So we see that when it comes to rabbis, when it comes to tzaddikim, the Torah doesn't say that any old rabbi will do, any old tzaddik will do. Baloney. The Torah says go for the best, go for the top, and don't settle and don't rest until you feel you've gotten the best when it comes to this. And this is the point that Rabbeinu Zal is stressing here very much as a yesoid in Yiddishkeit. And we know that this is a fact, that there are many people today who, whether it be because of where, not just today, in all generations, who, be it because of the fact that they live, they move to some hick town or some city somewhere, and as long as there is a synagogue there, and as long as there's a rabbi there, it's okay, it's good enough. And in the Torah, it seems to stress the opposite, that when a person's choosing a place to live, or a person's searching for a path in Torah, it's not just any old rabbi will do, or any old shul will do, or any old level of religion, but rather a person has to know that we are responsible to seek out top, the best. For sure. One of the Meforshim, I think it's the Be'ibe Hanachal in Likutei Moran, clearly breaks this down into two parts, that Rabbeinu Zal is saying that there's two requirements. Number one, the tzaddik that Rabbeinu Zal is discussing here has to himself be a Baal HaSoga Gedoyla. He's obviously stressing here that in terms of a rabbi, a tzaddik, you're seeking somebody who has HaSoga Selukus, number one. And number two, he has the talent and the gift of being able to take that Asagas Lukus and bring it down to our level, bring it down to us. And it's stressed as two points.
Also, Rav Enzel mentioned Asagas Lukus. Is that being more religious or a specific level of understanding?
We'll see as we continue. It's going to be discussed much more in detail. But it's two things. It means heavenly wisdom, the Chochmah of Hashem, which on one level is transmitted to us through the Torah. The Torah is the presentation that's given to us of Hashem's wisdom, of Hasoga Selukos.
Everybody's going to be going toward the same rabbi?
Not necessarily. Because not necessarily is everybody going to be of the same opinion as to who is the greatest rabbi. That's question number one. Number two, not everybody's going to be searching his heart. Not everybody's going to go the full distance. Some people, for sure, most definitely. Just as in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when we know there were other rabbis around at the time, and yet there was a certain critical importance in going after him and being plugged into him. And
there
was
by Moshe, but in the Midbar, he divided it up into lesser people that the people would take in terms of lesser problems, lesser things. There would be that middleman, not always go to Moshe. There was a system.
True, but you said it yourself. For certain things, there was this concept to get across that for certain things it was permissible to go to these lower. Just as we see in the Chumash, when the Torah discusses the establishment of Sanhedrin, there were courts in each and every city. There were courts for the Shvatim, a court of 23 judges. And then there was a Sanhedrin HaGdoyla of 71 judges in the Lishkas HaGozes, which dealt with the most important matters. And there was communication. There was serious communication, and they were all plugged in very well to that Beis Din of 71.
Sorry, just one thing. He's obviously referring himself also to Tzaddikim.
Of course. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Vezeh bechinas saros." This concept of taking deep wisdom and bringing it down to a lower level is related to the concept of hair, the hair in a person's head. Sheha heorois hamoichin yoitzen bahasaros. Some of the light of a person's brain goes out through the hairs. Kain haseichel hoelyoin shehu hasoga selukus. So too, this upper level wisdom, this higher level wisdom, which is called Hasoga Selukus, heavenliness, who mislabesh bahaseichel hatachtoim, it also cloaks itself in smaller seichel. Vize bechinas sara beigula. And this is a concept that the Zohar HaKadosh mentions when it says hair around the head, or hair going in a circular manner. Rabbein Azal says, Bechinas Sivuvim. This is the concept of circular. Dahainu hahagdomois hamesavivim ad sheboim el hamechuvan kanal. This represents the concept of a person going in circles until they get to that bullseye, until they get to that dead center that they want to go to. Sometimes a person has to go through a spiral, in a sense, till they get to that nekudas hamerkas, that central point that's where they're really going to. The ikur hu hamechuvan. And naturally, the most important thing is that center, that main thing that the person wants. Kemoi shemotzino b'divrei Hazal, just as we find in a story in the Gemara. The Gemara says that the rabbis once wanted to discuss a very delicate shaila with one of the rabbis, Rabbi Doisa ben Hyrcanus. So they came to him, they were discussing a certain question, Tzoras Habas, which was a machlekes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And they wanted to see what his opinion was based on where he came from, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, etc. So rather than present the question right away, the Gemara says over there, Shesivivuhu b'halochos ad shehigiyu letzoras habas. They first started asking him all kinds of side questions, in a sense going in a circle a little bit first to discuss other matters, in other words, to engage him in conversation and to get him warmed up, leading to their question, leading to what they really came to get answered. So we see this concept of sivuvim, these circles, before a person gets to that center point, that bullseye. Nimtzo shekol ha-halochos shedibru mikoidem lo-yohoyu ikra ha-mechuvan. We see from that story in the Gemara that all the discussion that they had in the beginning about those other laws wasn't really what they were interested in getting to know. Rakoyu sivuvim v'hagdomois kidei lahagiat letzoras habas shu ha-mechuvan. But rather it was circles and introductions leading up to their question, the real question that they were interested, that they came to get answered. V'ze bechinas sara uchma. This is also the concept of black hair, or dark-colored hair, that the Zohar HaKadosh discusses. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh uses this terminology, and we know that every word in the Zohar HaKadosh is with secrets. When the Zohar HaKadosh mentions the color of hair, and that was the usual color of hair being assumed to be a darkish color, or the fact that hair grows in this circular manner, obviously there's a depth to it. Rabbeinu Zal, in this chapter, is giving us some more translation and understanding as to what the applications of this are for us. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh uses this terminology, Saro Uchma, black hair. Bechinas Shchoiro Ani Venoavo. As the Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, I am black, but I'm beautiful. Rabbeinu Zal explains now. Ki HaShachruz Hu Mekabetz Eshoro Ois. The dark, the black dot in the eye, the pupil of the eye, which is called the shachrus sheba'ayin, the blackness of the eye, it gathers together whatever is put in front of it. Umetzamtzemoisoy, and it focuses it, it constricts it, kidei lirois heite, so that the person should be able to see clearly whatever they're looking at, whether the item is a large mountain, which a person would say logically, how in the world can a body that's 6 feet tall take inside of it a mountain? How much more so, how is it conceivable that an eye that's a half an inch in width should be able to take into it a mountain? And yet we see that specifically the pupil of the eye, that black dot in the eye, has the ability to be metzamtzem, to squish the mountain into a form that it's able to photograph it and absorb it inside, to take in the whole mountain with the grass, with the colors, with everything that's on it. Rabbeinu Zal says, Kain, so too, just as the human eye works in this way, the pupil of the eye works this way, Kain hasechel hatachtoin hu bechinas shachrus. So too, this concept of this lower level wisdom, these introductions that a Rebbe uses to transmit high-level wisdom, this Seichel HaTachtoin is also referred to as blackness, darkness, Shemetzamtzem Boi Noava V'yofi Shebeseichel Elyon, in which is constricted and contained the beauty of the upper-level wisdom. Obviously, the upper-level wisdom here is being referred to as the Iker light, the main light, brightness and whiteness. And that which constricts it, that which squishes it into something tiny, is referred to as this blackness. It's squished into something, it's really light. But when it's nistzamtzem, when the light is constricted so much, it appears dark. It appears as blackness. Now Rabbeinu Zal says... Both, no, both are true. In other words, whenever a teacher has to present something complex or something high level which students haven't reached yet, in order to be able to do it, there are a few different methods that are used. Number one, one method is the method of a mushal, of giving a certain example whereby a teacher presents something on a much, much lower level and explains it. And within that explanation is hidden a stairway-like that's going to lead the students up to that higher level wisdom. They're going to use that as a dugma, which is going to lead them into something much deeper, much profound, which there's no way in the world, unless the teacher used that example, to go in one jump to the higher thing, they couldn't do it. Especially in lower grades, people that teach small children know this very often, you know, etc. That's one example. And there's also this concept of taking something complex and breaking it into 10 different pieces, which are more digestible than the whole item. You know, that's also another example of it. But Rabbeinu Zal here is basically talking about the concept of a tzaddik being able to take heavenly wisdom, which is normally assumed to be infinite, without boundaries and everything, and to squish it into something which people on a low level can access, can understand, and through that can get a peek at that Seichel Helion, can get a peek at Hashem from their level, from the low level that we're on. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, Ve'elu hasairois heim bechinas shiura de'asvon doiraisa. These hairs in the head, which represent thousands of little pipes, in a sense, leading into the brain, leading into the nerves, the nervous system, etc., plugging into this Seichel Ho'elyon, which is symbolized by the brain. Rabbeinu Zal says this also ties into the concept of Shiurin de'asvan doiraisa. The Zohar HaKadosh says that the letters of the Torah, the Aleph, the Beis, and with the Tagim on it, with the crowns on them, and with the Nekudos and everything, they also have shiurim. The word sa'arois means hair. The same spelling in Hebrew is shiur, size, exact dimensions. How large or small, how wide or thin or tall or short a particular letter in the Aleph Beis is, in which is contained heavenly wisdom. These letters are used to build words, to build sentences, in which is contained the heavenly wisdom. And these letters each have shiurim. Shiurim, the asvan doiraisa, the Zohar HaKadosh calls them. The precise measurements of the letters of the Torah. Rabbeinu Zal says, Ki ha-mitzvois heim chochmois ha-boireis barach shemoi. Because the mitzvois are the chochma of Hashem. In fact, we mentioned many times in the Zohar HaKadosh that the Zohar HaKadosh says the word mitzvah is Hashem's name, kaviyochel, in code. The letter in the system of Atbash, where you exchange the first letter of the Aleph Beis with the last letter, the second one from the beginning with the second one from the end, a yud, which is the 10th letter from the beginning of the Aleph Beis, is exchanged for a mem, which is the 10th letter from the end, a hey, which is the 5th letter from the beginning, is exchanged with a tzaddik, which is the 5th from the end. So the word mitzvah, mem, can be replaced with yud, tzaddik can be replaced with hey, yud ke vav ke. So that mitzvahs are, in a sense, kaviyochel Hashem. That's something in which Hashem is contained, in a sense. Ki kol mitzvah u mitzvah yesh lo shiurim acherim ugvu. Rabbeinu Zal says the mitzvahs are the wisdom of Hashem, and each and every mitzvah has shiurim acherim ugvulim, different sizes and boundaries. A lulav is supposed to be so large. A sukkah is supposed to be so large. A yarmulke is supposed to be so large. Each and every mitzvah has particular shiurim, sizes related to it. Kigoin mipnei ma ha-mitzvah zois mitzvosa bekach, For example, why is it that this mitzvah takes on this exact size and dimensions and color? An esrog is supposed to be gold, and a lulav is supposed to be green, and this is supposed to be black. Each and everything, its own color, its own dimensions. Mipnei shekein chiva chachmosa yisporach shmoi. This is based on Hashem's infinite wisdom. Hashem's infinite wisdom is what determined that it has to be exactly this way. This shape, this color, this form. V'chein mitzvah acheres, mitzvah sabekach, l'fi chachmosa yisporach shmoi. Whereas the other mitzvah has to be in a different shape and form and size and etc. V'chol mitzvah u'mitzvah yeshlo oisiois v'tevois v'inyonim. Each and every single mitzvah is made up of letters and words and sentences in the Torah that describe that mitzvah, that contain that mitzvah. Sheheim shiurim u'gvulim. They represent boundaries and containers. Shemitzumtzum bohem chochmosa yisbar shemoi. In which is contained the wisdom of Hashem. The wisdom of Hashem is contained in those tzimtzumim, in the mitzvahs, which are represented by specific words and sentences in the Torah. Sheze bechinas hislapshus hasechel elyon besechel tachtoin. This is an example, a major example, of the sechel elyon being nislabish in sechel tachtoin. Meaning, the infinite wisdom of Hashem being nislabish in letters, words, sentences, pshat, remez, drush, soid of Torah. That all represents the sechel atachdoin that plugs us into the infinite wisdom of Hashem. It's through this sechel atachdoin, the shiurin, the asman deiraisa, the letters and words and sentences, and the shulchan aruch, and the gemara, and the kabbalah, and all of that, that we get to understand heavenliness, hasoga solakus. Period. Next. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Beze bechinas bas hoy soloi li Avraham Avinu ubako el shmo. Coincidence. This week's parsha. The Gemara says that Avraham Avinu had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. There's a pasuk in the Torah where it says that Hashem liked what he saw in Avraham Avinu, and Hashem blessed him, Vashem Berach es Avraham Bakoil. Hashem blessed Avraham Avinu with everything. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. What is everything? One rabbi says everything is a son, because the word Bakoil, Beis Chof Lamed, is Bigimatria, Ben, Beis Nun. Another rabbi says that Avraham Avinu had a daughter whose name was Bakoil. And that's what the word Bakoil refers to. Now Rabbi Nizal says, the Gemara says, Bas Hoysel Avraham Avinu Bakoil Shmo. Bas Zebechinas Bas Ayin. The Hebrew word Bas, which means daughter, also is used to refer to the pupil of the eye. The pupil of the eye in Hebrew is called Bas Ayin, and sometimes, for short, it's called Bas. In the Tikkuni Zohar, when it talks about the word Bereshis, it says that the Beis and Tuf of Bereshis refers to the Bas Ayin, the pupil of the eye. So Bas refers to this pupil of the eye. Dehainu Ashochor Shabayin, the black dot in the eye. Shehu Bechinas HaShachrusanal. That represents this lower level wisdom. Shehu metzamtzeim umagbil v'koilel biatzmoi kol hadvorim hagdoilim hoim dem lenegdoi, which constricts and binds and encompasses inside of itself all the large items that are opposite it. The pupil of the eye, whatever huge item, a building, a mountain, a car, whatever it sees in front of it, whatever large item, it folds it up and squishes it in a form where it can take it inside of itself. For example, a large mountain, when it's in front of the pupil of the eye, azay nigbal kol hahar b'soich habasayin shiroyesoy. The entire mountain is bound and contained and constricted into a form that the eye can see it. Ki hashachrus shebaayin hu mitzamtzem kol hadvorim hagdoilim. Because the pupil of the eye constricts all large items, v'nichlolin, v'nirin b'soichoi, and they become absorbed and seen inside of it, inside the eye. Notice they're taken in and visualized inside the eye. Vaydeze royin umasigin hadovo sheroyin. And that's how the person gets to see and understand what they're looking at. Kemoikein, so too. Just as in that physical example, of the eye seeing, visualizing something, so too on a spiritual level, these introductions, or this lower level wisdom that a tzaddik gives over, it constricts and contains in itself the larger level sechel, the nichlal b'soichoi, and it becomes included and contained in this lower level sechel. And through the sechel ha-tachtoin, the person gets to understand and see and appreciate the sechel helyon. A perfect example of this is, one of the most common examples is, a story. The concept of a rabbi or a teacher or the havdalei tzaddik using a story to give over a certain concept. They want to teach certain midos, certain things that are really very, very deep. And to discuss it and explain it could take you, it's very difficult. And you get somebody smart enough to come up to know just the right story, which this story, when presented to a child, teaches that child this deep, deep concept of ahava. Avas Yisroel, or a deep concept of humble anova, modesty, which to go explain it to that child without the story would be just about impossible, because it's a concept of Torah, it's infinite, it's Seichel Elyon. But if it could be brought down to a Seichel HaTachtoin, in that Seichel HaTachtoin is included the Seichel Elyon. Now Rabbein Zal says, V'ze b'chinas v'yeira elav Hashem b'labas eish. With this we could also understand how when Hashem first revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah says he revealed himself in a burning thorn bush, and it's called Labas Eish, a flaming fire. Rabbeinu Zal says, Shashem Yisborach rotzo lahalbishloi hasoga selukus. Hashem wanted to package for Moshe Rabbeinu heavenly wisdom. V'hilbishloi bebechinas basayin kanal, and kaviyochel Hashem packaged it in a sense in this basayin, in this pupil of the eye. V'zebechin, and that's this balabas. The bas of balabas refers to this pupil of the eye. The lamed beis naturally refers to chokhma. Lamed beis nesivus hachokhma. Now it's the fact that kaviyochel Hashem took this chokhma elokai hasogas elokus and presented and constricted it and confined it, where Moshe Rabbeinu, by looking at that burning thorn bush, was looking kaviyochel, that was a way of being able to see Hashem, a way of being able to understand. The Gemara and all the Meforshim teach us thousands of lessons that Moshe Rabbeinu understood by looking at that burning thorn bush, by the fact that it wasn't being destroyed, it represented the Shechina, the Jewish people, all different limudim that were all hidden in that little mess, in that little item, that bush, that thorn bush that was burning. That was a window, in a sense, for Moshe Rabbeinu to be able to see much, much deeper items. Hasogas Elokus. V'zeh b'chinas, this also explains a famous quotation in the Gemara, where the Gemara says, Bas t'chilo simen yofe l'bonim, that when a couple has children, if the first child that's born is a daughter, it's a very good sign for the sons that are going to follow afterwards, that they're going to be very good. The Zohar HaKadosh says that we find the remnants to this in the first pasuk in the Torah, Bereishis bara Elokim. The Zohar HaKadosh says the word Bereishis we can split into two. The Beis is like Bas. Beis, Reishis, Bat, Reishit. If the first child is a daughter, Bora is like the Aramaic word Bro. Then the son, or sons that will come afterwards, Elokim, will be heavenly. Knows that, as the Gemara says, Bas Tchila Simen Yofel Abonim, that it's a good sign. If the first child is a daughter, it's a good sign that the sons afterwards have a certain advantage, in a sense. Rabbein Zal explains this tied into what we're learning about. Bas t'chilo, the daughter first, zebechinas hasechla tachtoin, represents this lower level wisdom that we mentioned before. Shehu t'chilo v'hagdomo l'secho elyoin. It comes before and serves as an introduction to the sechel ho'elyoin, to the higher level wisdom. V'zeh b'chinas simen yofe lebonim. This is what it means when it says simen yofe lebonim. It's a good sign for sons. Bonim zeh b'chinas seichel elyon. Sons represent a higher level wisdom. K'maymar chazal, as the Gemara says on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Hevi'u bonai meirochayk ubnoi saimik tse horois. gather in the Jews from exile. So it says, gather in my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth, seeming to imply that they're further. So the Gemara darshins by Elu Golios Shebabovel. When it says, gather in my sons, that refers to the exile of Bovel. Shedaiton miyushevas kibonim, where over there, their minds were still settled. They weren't that far out. They were close enough to Eretz Yisrael, in a sense, where their das was miyushev. Their mind was settled like boys. Benoisai, whereas when it says, my daughter, the daughters from further away from the end of the earth, Elu Golios Shebishara Rotzois. That refers to the exiles that the Jews experienced in other countries, other lands, Shedaiton Enon Miyushevis, where their minds were not settled, Kibonois, like daughters. So we see the Gemara seems to give this example that sons represent a higher level chachma, a higher level wisdom than bonois. This doesn't mean that every man is smarter than every woman, naturally, or vice versa, but the Gemara uses this dogma, this example, of bonim representing a sechel elyon, bonois representing a sechel tachton. So Rabbein Azal says, Nimtza, we see from here, Shebonim heim b'chinas das miyushevis, that bonim represents a more settled mind, b'chinas sechel elyon v'godol kanal, symbolic of that higher level sechel, shemasigim, which a person gets to understand, al yidei ha'akdomois, through the introductions, b'chinas sechel atachtoin, which means the lower level sechel. V'zehu, and this is what the Gemara means when it says, bas tehila, if a person has the daughter first, meaning they have that introduction first, they have that lower level, that sechel atachtoin first, shehu sechel atachtoin, simen yofe lebonim. It's a good sign for sons. When we say something's a good sign, it means looking at that item, you can see there already the sons that are going to come. That looking at this, in this, is contained the fact that there's going to come sons. She'al yodoi masigin ha-sechel ho-elyoin, through the sechel atachtoin, a person gets to achieve and attain the sechel ho-elyoin, shehu b'chinas bonim, which is represented by sons. V'zehu simen yofe. This is why the Gemara uses the word simen yofe. It's a good sign. Sheboi mesuman umugbal hasechel elyon. In the daughters, in the sechel hatachtoin, is inscribed and is contained and is included the sechel elyon. Bebechinas shiura da asva doiraisa. As we said before, the Zohar HaKadosh says that the letters of the Torah, with their forms, square, round, all the different shapes of the letters, in them is contained the hasoga silikus, the heavenly wisdom. Bechinas shchoira ani v'noava. I am black, but I'm beautiful. Black represents darkness usually. So it seems black, dark, baloney dark. In that blackness of those letters is included the brightest light of all, the Chochm of Hashem, the wisdom of Hashem, this Hasoga Silikus. So far, Rabbein Azal explained certain concepts. The next step is going to be, how does a Jew get to this? How does a Jew get to this Sechel, to be able to do this, to be able to have this Sechel Atachtoin, through which a person gets Sechel Elyon. And he's going to describe much more, he's going to give another name to this Sechel Atachtoin, in terms of Malchus, leadership. Rabbein Azal, on this chapter, is going to address this concept of Jewish leadership. What a leader in Bnei Yisrael, because that's what he's talking about here, Tzadikim, that one of the main responsibilities of a Tzadik is to bring this Sechel Elyon down through the Sechel Atachtoin. He's going to discuss very clearly this issue of Malchus, Manhigus of Tzadikim.